Welcome to Evening Prayer, Wednesday the 25th of November. O God, make speed to save us. Your faithful servants bless you. They make known the glory of your kingdom. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, our light and our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. Now as darkness is falling, wash away our transgressions, cleanse us by your refining fire, and make us temples of your Holy Spirit by the light of Christ. Dispel the darkness of our hearts and make us ready to enter your kingdom, where songs of praises forever sound. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. The Lord shall keep you from all evil. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. He will not suffer your foot to stumble. He who watches over you will not sleep. Behold, he who keeps the watch over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep you from all evil. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand, so that the sun shall not strike you by day, neither the moon by night. The Lord shall keep you from all evil. It is he who shall keep your soul. The Lord shall keep watch over you going out and your coming in, from this time forth for evermore. The Lord shall keep you from all evil. Lord, ever watchful and faithful, we look to you to be our defence, and we lift our hearts to know your help, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Psalm 123. Our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. To lift you I lift up my eyes, to you that are enthroned in the heavens. As the eyes of the servants look to the hand of their master, or the eyes of a maid to the hand of their mistresses, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, unto he have mercy upon us. Our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have had more than enough of content. Our soul has had more than enough on the scorn of the arrogant and of the contempt of the proud. Our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. Sovereign God, enthroned in the heavens, look upon us with your eyes of mercy, as we look on you with the humility and love, and fill our souls with your peace, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with your glory. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. For I am always with you. You hold me by your right hand, and afterwards receive me with the glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you taught us to love our neighbour and to care for those in need as we were caring for you. In this time of anxiety, give us strength to comfort the fearful, to tend to the sick, and to assure the isolated of our love and your love for your name's sake. Amen. We pray for hospital staff and the medical researchers. Gracious God, give skill, symphony, and reliance to all those who are caring for the sick, and your wisdom to those searching for a cure. Strengthen them with your Spirit, that through their work many will be restored to health, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. From one who is ill or isolated, O God, help me to trust you. Help me to know that you are with me. Help me to believe that nothing can separate me from your love, revealed in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As we reunite our prayers with the whole company of heaven, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who has opened the kingdom of heaven, bring us to reign with him in glory. Amen. And let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.